Today, I want to remind you of the reason having a well-diversified portfolio is always best. You see, over the past few years, I've been watching with concern as some very high-profile star investment managers have made large and highly publicized bets, in some cases betting the ranch, putting a large chunk of their investors' monies into just a few stocks, and then talking up their positions on mainstream media, causing a lot of volatility in the shares they're invested in. And these masters of the universe command Cadillac-style fees, and in return, investors expect turbocharged performance. But by taking overly concentrated positions, these investment managers are also violating that very basic rule of investing. Never wager excessively on one stock, because if that stock tanks, you can lose big time. As an example, I'm sure many of you are aware of the much-publicized assault on Herbalife by Bill Ackman. Bill made a billion-dollar bet against the company in December of 2012. He shorted Herbalife, betting it would go down, and then he did a risky and fairly rare thing by publicly announcing that he had actually done so and explaining why. Ackman accused Herbalife of running a Ponzi scheme and bilking innocent franchisees, but Herbalife fought back, saying its business was legitimate, and 3 years later, Herbalife shares are about 2 times higher than the $30 level that Bill Ackman needs for him to start making a profit. Another great example of just how wrong a concentrated bet can go is playing out right now on Wall Street, and Bill Ackman is on this one too. He, along with several Wall Street star investors, bet a lot of money, billions of dollars, on a Canadian drug company called Valeant and made bold claims that the company was undervalued. But unfortunately for them and their investors, Valeant stock plummeted from over $260 a share in August of 2015 to about $32 a share recently. That's a drop of 90%. That's because the company just admitted improper conduct, fired its CEO, and warned that it even might default on its debt in April. Also, on top of that, Valeant is under investigation by the U.S. Congress and the Securities and Exchange Commission and a few state attorneys general. And the company's strategy of buying older drugs and raising their prices also isn't sitting well with the regulators either. In addition to Bill Ackman, hedge fund kings John Paulson of Paulson & Company and mutual fund manager Robert Goldfarb, among others, carefully studied the company with all their years of experience and ability to crunch financial numbers and still got it hugely wrong. After a stellar 45-year career, Goldfarb is suddenly retiring because of the bad bet. Investors in his Sequoia fund aren't pleased with the losses either, I can tell you. Now, I owned Sequoia fund myself a few years ago, and then I got out when I saw that they were so heavily overly invested in the energy sector, and I became uncomfortable with the large bet they were making in oil. Now, as it turned out, that oil bet did work out for them. But eventually, as probably happens more often than not, the strategy caught up with them, and they got burned on Valeant. And getting back to Bill Ackman, his fund Pershing Square is down 40% in the past year, wiping out 3 years of gains. It's possible that Valeant stock will turn around. I mean, Ackman himself has joined the company's board, vowing to identify new leadership, as he puts it. But what's happening with Valeant stock is a warning to all investors on Wall Street and Main Street of the pitfalls of getting too excited about one company. So what went wrong here? Well, very simply, their over-concentration in just a few stocks, coupled with a high degree of overconfidence in their own stock analysis. I want you to asterisk that idea, their high degree of overconfidence in their own stock analysis is what sets Ackman apart. He is what they call a high conviction investor, and that's a fancy way of saying he only owns about 10 stocks or even less in his fund. When one of those stocks soars or tanks, it has a huge impact on performance. So he's playing an extreme form of stock market Russian roulette. And compare that to a typical fund which owns 40 to 50 stocks and diversifies its money across them. So through these examples, which I agree are a little extreme, I want you to understand the importance of diversification. And while it's okay to put a small amount of money into funds like these, just make sure you don't bet the farm or go all in with these ultra-high risk players. The lesson is this. Actively managed funds' main goal is to outperform some benchmark index. Because they charge higher fees, they should be outperforming the index. Now, that index could be the S&P 500 or the Russell 2000, which tracks smaller companies, or maybe other indexes which track overseas stocks. No matter what the index, these funds are getting paid extra to do better. And funds like Bill Ackman's Pershing Square Fund are hedge funds, and they generally charge 2% ongoing fee plus 20% of the profit. That's huge. That's a stiff price to pay, so you would only do it if you thought the payout would be huge. Some hedge funds do make amazingly high returns, but let's face it, most don't. So in a sense, it's all just a big speculation. So getting back to the point, these funds make their extra return by making big bets on just a few stocks. If those bets work out, they've justified their fees and everyone's happy. If they don't, you take your lumps. The average investor shouldn't get mixed up in any of these types of investment vehicles and should mostly invest in index funds. However, as I said before, if you want to take a smaller portion of your money and try to make a higher return, there's nothing wrong with that. Just remember that getting a higher return generally will come with higher risk. So before investing, think carefully and weigh the consequences to your financial future life just in case you get it wrong.